Texts seem to show Democrat New Mexico Governor Michelle Lujan Grisham received debate questions ahead of time in 2018. By Hannah Blow on November 3, 2022. New Mexico's Democrat Governor Michelle Lujan Grisham, who is up for re-election in mere days, allegedly acted unethically in 2018. Receiving debate questions prior to the COB4 debate in 2018, text messages seem to show. Screenshots released by attorney Thomas Grover, allegedly of a conversation between a COB representative and Grisham's campaign, seem to show that the Democrat was given an upper hand, having seemingly been handed excerpts of questions ahead of time. "I've seen the questions. Want them?" one text reads. The campaign allegedly received that text 2 weeks ahead of the October 18, 2018 debate. "Chris, yeah, guys, Teresa Cardenas and Teresa, you have a question about water," a follow-up text reads. "Cardenas, yes I do. Through the Rio Grande Compact, New Mexico is forced to share water with other states. As governor, how would you deal with the water compact case that is before the U.S. Supreme Court?" It continues, as the texts shared other apparent excerpts from the teleprompter script. Another reads. "Colton, yeah, that's right. I'm here with Juliana Halverson, who is a resident of Roswell. She has a question for our candidates about immigration." Halverson, given the trend of municipalities choosing to be sanctuary cities and not complying with ICE regulations, as governor, what is your stance on this issue? And Danielle, we have a question on crime now from Marla Garina. Garina, recidivism rates in New Mexico are higher than most of our neighboring states, with almost 40% of incarcerated people becoming repeat offenders. We know our current approach to crime is not working. If elected governor, what intervention programs would you take to reduce recidivism and also prevent crime before it? Further, the text messages seemingly reveal that the apparent COB employee was openly rooting for Grisham, concluding that she will kill it and adding, "I've never wanted someone to be our governor more than I want to see Michelle. I'd know her for such a long time," the claimed COB individual added, apologizing for rambling. Mark Ronchetti, Grisham's Republican challenger in this year's race, said these revelations further demonstrate that the governor is corrupt to the core and must be held accountable. These bombshell text messages show that Michelle Lujan Grisham will brazenly cheat and deceive New Mexicans in order to attain and hold on to her power, he said, as his campaign is urging COB to investigate the matter and disclose whether similar cheating occurred before this year's debate. "This governor has repeatedly dishonored her office and disrespected the people of New Mexico." Ryan Sobel, communications director for Mark Ronchetti's campaign, said in a statement. "She committed sexual assault and then paid off her victim with hush money. She played by her own set of rules during COVID. Now we see where it all started, brazenly cheating during a statewide television debate," he added. The revelation comes as President Biden travels to New Mexico today in a last-ditch attempt to give the vulnerable Democrat a boost, days ahead of Election Day. The latest Emerson College/The Hill survey showed the two candidates in a virtual tie, with Grisham taking a slight edge within the margin of error. Thursday's Real Clear Politics, RCP, average of polls shows the Democrat leading by 4%.